Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, problems with a mobile app appear to have forced a delay in the reporting the results of the Iowa caucuses. The campaigns, voters, and media are pressing party officials for an explanation. They're getting few answers. The inconsistencies in the reporting of the results, officials are saying quality control efforts are holding up those results. You've got the president responding with words like rigged, and you've got quite a hullabaloo when you don't have results from a major caucus.
Well, everybody's been waiting for this thing. All the networks were there. Everybody was stationed in order to bring the news of who the leader was, which would certainly affect the New Hampshire primary. So here are all of these candidates on their way to New Hampshire without realizing or knowing who actually won. It certainly raises suspicions because who knows why this so-called app that was central to the reporting didn't work. One can only think of all the possibilities here, none of which are probably true, but there are the people who would interfere with elections. Now, of course, you see Donald Trump out there saying everything is rigged, getting ready to do some rigging himself, as he always has. When he lies, he rigs. In any case, I don't want to even think the Russians could have had a hand in this. It can't possibly be, could it?
All this on the heels of the Democrats and White House resting their case as impeachment, has the New York Times puts it, sputters toward a verdict. And now tonight, the president delivers his State of the Union address.
Well, of course, the State of the Union address is marred by the fact that the guy has been impeached. And Nancy Pelosi makes that clear. No matter what, you'll have been impeached for all time. You haven't been convicted, but you've been impeached. I think, David, we've been talking about this for days. The real question is, how are people going to perceive the senators who refuse to have evidence, who refuse to have witnesses, and who have been obsequious to this president? Will they lose in their states, particularly people like Susan Collins, who was let off the hook to vote for witnesses, but who really has been underwater in the polling in Maine? So one would only suspect that the purples, the people in the middle, the independents, are going to be taking a hard look at this and saying, this ain't right. A trial's supposed to have witnesses.
Will all the Democrats come together in the end around one candidate, no matter who it is? We saw that rift between the Bernie Sanders supporters and the Hillary Clinton supporters in the 2016 election. But could this be another growing rift here? You've got Bloomberg, the former New York City mayor, rising in the polls. The DNC on Friday informed campaigns that it was eliminating a requirement that candidates raise money from a minimum number of donors to become eligible for the upcoming debate in Nevada. And that paves the way for Bloomberg to be on the stage. I've seen a number of things moving on social media, call it conspiracy theory, that the DNC doesn't want Bernie in. They're moving in Bloomberg to see if he can't win this thing.
Well, anything is possible, of course. I doubt that the DNC people engage in conspiratorial actions of that kind. It would take about 20 seconds for reporters to ferret that out. Nevertheless, there are many people who believe that Bloomberg is the single person who can win this election. The problem is that the Democratic Party, the Democratic voters, the people who identify as Democrats, including a lot of young people, are Bernie supporters. And if this is true, this accusation that the DNC doesn't want Bernie, then you better believe that it could turn around and bite the Democrats. Because when the DNC seemed to load the game for Hillary the last time, it didn't help at all. In fact, it hurt.
Well, let's go to the Republican side for a minute. There's a story moving about Elise Stefanik in the North Country. It appears to have outraised both Adam Schiff and AOC last quarter. She certainly has risen in stature as a result of her defense of President Trump.
That's right, David. Look, there are a lot of Republicans around the country and others who love what Elise Stefanik is doing in protecting this president and doing the kind of work that she has for him. And she'll get rewarded for that.
The headline that really matters. Japan racing to build new coal-burning power plants despite the climate risk. They would emit almost as much carbon dioxide annually as all the passenger cars sold each year in the U.S. What could we be possibly thinking?
Well, when you're going to build plants that are going to be putting out pollutants, there's going to be consequences. And when we say, what could we be thinking? This ain't Japan, but we have a president of the United States who is basically a climate denier. Do we do short-run moves like this that can only hurt us? Apparently the answer is, in the world, yes, we do. This kind of selfishness is what leads to the destruction of the planet.
That's why you need straight information, a place that you can go to get that kind of reporting. And that's WAMC. Alan, we have $640,964 in that lockbox, but we got to get to 800 by Monday morning at 6 a.m.
We absolutely do. And I know that we can. And I know that the people who love WAMC will be there because they always have. $800,000, that's a lot of money towards our $1 million goal. It gets even better because some people are sending in challenge money already. So when that all gets added up, it looks like if everybody helps out here, it could be a one-day fund drive. And boy, would that be wonderful. And wouldn't it send a message? I'd love to see it. I'll tell you right now. 1-800-323-9262. The importance of this is so great. Everybody understands what WAMC means in this climate. Everywhere I go, people are talking to me about this radio station and how they love it and how they depend on it. They talk about the return of Big Joe, a hero to so many, and they talk about the fact that they get up and listen to you every morning, David. It's all part of the package, and I know everybody will be there. I love to hear from places you wouldn't expect, from Florida, from Vermont, from other places.
Australia.
From Australia, David, right you are. People are listening to this radio station everywhere, including New York City, by the way, on the app.
WAMC.org. Alan, thank you. Thank you all.
And thank you, David. As always, it's just great to talk to you.
And you.